Good afternoon. Today, my talk is about URSA, a hybrid block storage system for cloud-scale virtual disks. This is a joint work of my colleagues and myself from Meituan.com, NUDT, GHU, Hong Kong UST, and MSRA. I am Yiming. Today, we have various types of storage devices. For performance, RAM is much faster than SSDs, which are much faster than HDDs. But for price, HDDs are cheaper than SSDs, and which are cheaper than RAM. So the huge performance and price gap requires collaboration of different types of storage. But cache is a bad idea, although it's the standard we currently. The reason is that, first, many applications' I/O patterns have no locality to exploit. And the second, many one-shot reads cannot enjoy cache. And the third, cache brings vulnerability of consistency problems. This drives the rise of hybrid storage for the cloud. That is the RAM, SSD, and HDD multi-level collaborative storage. This paper focuses on the SSD and HDD hybrid, but of course we can also study the RAM SSD hybrid or the RAM HDD hybrid storage. Recently, there's a trend of migrating traditional desktop and server applications to the cloud. These applications run inside VMs seamlessly with virtual disks that are backed by remote block storage, such as Amazon EBS, Microsoft Azure Storage, OpenStack Cinder, and Tencent Q Cloud. However, current block storage cannot satisfy these migrated applications because these applications have different I/O patterns and consistency requirements from cloud-native applications like MapReduce and HDD, RDD. So what cloud requires on block storage? Cloud requires reliability. Data loss is unacceptable. It requires availability. Data should be always available. It requires scalability. Storage should be horizontally scalable. It also requires performance price trade-off. So we design URSA, an ultra-fast, reliable, scalable, and available block store. Also, URSA is also a famous hero in Dota with impressive attack and defense abilities. Next, we'll in turn introduce the challenges and motivation, the architecture, the SSD-HDD hybrid design, the discussion, evaluation, and future work. We first introduce the challenges and motivation. To understand the challenges of cloud block storage, we first analyze the MSR traces of Microsoft Block Storage Service. The first observation is that random small I/O is dominant. As shown in this figure, more than 70% of I/O sizes are at most 8 kilobytes, and more than 99% of I/O sizes are at most 64 kilobytes. Clearly shown in this figure, large sequential I/O does exist. The ratio is less than 1%, but the total volume is huge. Second, we replay the MSR trace against a simulated cache with unlimited size in the write-back mode. Our second observation is that cache performs poorly for block storage. As shown in this result, nearly half of the total 36 traces have low cache hit ratios. This is because large amounts of data blocks are read only once. And third, we also collect a one-month trace of the I/O workloads of machines in one of our own block storage clusters. The result is shown in this figure. The third observation is that block storage load varies. The load varies drastically over time and repeats every day. In most of the time, the block storage is underloaded. To sum up, random small I/O is dominant in block storage. So we use SSDs for primary storage because HDDs perform too poorly. And cache is ineffective for block storage, so we cannot use SSDs as cache. And SSDs are much more expensive than HDDs, so we use HDDs for backup. And backup HDDs performance for small writes is bottleneck, So we use journals between primary SSDs and backup HDDs, which of course it complicates the design. Next, we introduce the IRSA architecture. IRSA adopts the standard server client master architecture with primary backup replication paradigm, where a data trunk has one primary replica and multiple backup replicas for durability. The first component in the architecture is trunk server. Trunks are fixed size, normally 64 megabytes data blocks. The primary backup trunk servers store data trunks in SSDs and HDDs respectively. The second component in the architecture is the client. The client is a portal providing virtual disk service to VMs. The interaction between clients and the trunk servers are stateless. VMs access clients of block storage via the NVD protocol. And the third component in the architecture is the master. A master has several subcomponents. The service manager provides daily services like metadata query. The cluster director is responsible for stateful services like failure recovery. And the detective manager is responsible for monitoring the cluster status. The master also contains a MySQL database for persistent metadata like trunk IDs and a Redis key value store for dynamic metadata for like trunk positions. Next, we'll introduce the SSD-HDD hybrid design. As discussed before, SSDs and HDDs have huge performance gap, which limits the backup performance of random small writes. So we use a journal to transform random small writes to sequential writes. These journals are co-located in the same machine with their backup HDDs. The journals are asynchronously replayed so as to amortize the backup load burst and make it sustainable for backup HDDs. SSD journals are preferable so that we can leverage SSD parallelism for continuous replay without affecting other simultaneous reads and writes on the same SSD. On daily average, block storage is underloaded. Each SSD allocates 1/10 the capacity for storing journals. SSDs seldom exhaust their quota. If that happens, journals could be dynamically expanded to the least loaded SSDs and the HDDs in the same machine. The expansion could be simply done by mapping overflowed backup writes to the new SSDs and HDDs by updating the in-memory index, which will be introduced later. HDD journals are similar to SSD journals, except that they can be replayed only when HDDs are idle, because HDDs inherently have no parallelism. The backup data could be co-located in journals and the backup trunks. So we design an index structure, a key value store for locating backup data, which maps trunk offsets to journal offsets. The per trunk in memory index has three properties. First, index queries are on the critical path for journal reads and writes, so the performance is index performance is critical. Second, the two key value spaces are continuous. As shown in this figure, all the case are the trunk offset space, the case space are continuous, and the journal offset space, the value space are also continuous. And the range queries are dominant for the index structure. So we designed the range optimized log structured merge tree, or LSM tree. Our key idea is to use composite keys instead of single keys. A composite key is consist of an offset and the length, and we then map the key, composite key to the journal offset. We define the less relationship. A composite key X is less than Y if and only if X is offset plus length is not greater than Y's offset. We proved there's a total order relationship among all the keys. As shown in this figure, the five composite keys in the trunk offset space has a total order relationship. For a query Q, like in this figure, we first find the minimal composite KM that's not less than Q in O log N time. And then we start from M to find the intersections with Q. In this figure, the intersections are A, B, and C, and then the corresponding values are A prime, B prime, and C prime. Ursa exploits multiple level parallelism. The first is the disk level. One SSD runs multiple trunk server processes, each running libAIO to asynchronously issue parallel IO requests. Empirically, we have two processes for a SATA SSD and four processes for a PCIe SSD. HDDs have no parallelism. We evaluate the 99.9th percentile random IO latency of an HDD serving parallel IO. The result is shown in this figure. The green line shows that excessive exploitation of HDD parallelism drastically increases the tail latency. We can see that when the parallelism is 64, the tail latency is as high as 1.5 seconds. So a backup HDD runs only one single threaded process, both for general replay of small writes and for replication of large writes. The second level is inter-disk parallelism. We exploit striping, where a virtual disk is split into fixed-size trunks, and two or more trunks are organized into one group. We exploit out-of-order execution, where IO requests are handled in parallel as long as they access different data trunks. We also exploit out-of-order completion, where responses are sent back to the client in an out-of-order manner. The third level is the network parallelism. Ursa processes IO requests in a pipeline for each connection so that network delay is masked. There might be an ordering issue, but it's the responsibility of a guest file system and applications to correctly recover from crashes. For consistency, Ursa provides the per-trunk linearizability by totally ordering write requests across trunk replicas. That is, if a write request to a trunk is committed, then any following read request to that trunk will see the committed data or newer data. Ursa replicated state machine is similar to Paxos and Raft. That is, for each trunk, both a version number and a view number are maintained. We have simplified the design for a single client scenario. While one virtual disk is commonly mounted by only one VM, we use list and lock to ensure at most one client can read or write data at any time. By this means, we guarantee strong consistency without performance degradation. It's uncommon for multiple VMs to mount the same virtual disk. If that happens, we use a single client for all the VMs to access the shared virtual disk, and we rely on a cluster file system to coordinate file accesses, with performance penalties. But it's rare. Ursa replication protocol combines the advantages of synchronous and asynchronous replication. The Ursa replication protocol separately handles replica and network faults, which is similar to recent advances in VFT and XFT. Ursa tries to replicate a write to all replicas, but also waits for a timeout and commits if a majority of replicas replies. And so in the sixth step in this figure, in rare cases, we might need system administrators for permanent failure detection. That's really rare. Next, we discuss a few special designs of Ursa. The first is richly featured client. Ursa places rich features in its client, like tiny write replication, striping, snapshot, and client-side caching, so as to improve performance by conducting client-directed operations. These features are designed as pluggable modules following the decreator pattern. The second is online component upgrade. Ursa prefers online upgrade to VM migration, because migration takes at least a few seconds for unloaded VMs and even longer for loaded VMs, which might crash the VMs connected to the upgrading clients or degrade the performance of services running on the VMs. Ursa also adopts incremental upgrades. The we upgrade one process at a time. We confirm current upgrade behaves as expected before next. And all components should have backward compatibility. The client upgrade is the most difficult. It's challenging to upgrade client components without affecting guest OS because VMM or QEMU will not re-establish the connection when a socket is disconnected. So Ursa designs the core shell model. We split the client into two processes, the core and the shell. Both share the connection to the VMM. The core process first stops receiving L requests and exits with the code, and then the shell process receives the exit code and starts the new version of the call, and that's it. And the master and the trunk server upgrades are similar, but simpler. Next, we introduce the evaluation results. We first compare Ursa with Sheepdog and Ceph. We evaluate the LPS, latency, and throughput. As shown in these figures, Ursa hybrid performs even better than SSD-only Sheepdog and Ceph. The last two columns in these three figures are for Ursa hybrid. And we also evaluate the CPU efficiency, which is defined as the I/O performance divided by the CPU utilization. We set the size of all tested data to be small enough for all reads and writes to actually access the cache of the trunk, so that we can focus on the CPU efficiency. The results shows that Ursa outperforms Sheepdog and Ceph by orders of magnitude in CPU efficiency. We then evaluate various design components of the Ursa. We first compare the key value stores of Ursa and Pebbles DB. As shown in this result, the Ursa's range optimized LSM outperforms FLSM by 2 orders of magnitude, both in range query and in range insertion. We also evaluated the journal expansion and the failure recovery procedure. As shown in the left figure, Ursa successfully expands journal from SSDs to HDDs. The performance degradation in the left figure is not significantly high because HDDs perform much better in sequential journal appends than in random small writes. And the right figure shows that the recovery performance is bounded by the inbound network bandwidth. Next, we evaluate the scalability. We measure the aggregate I/O performance of Ursa as the number of storage machines increase from 11 to 44. The left two figures shows that both LPS and the throughput increase linearly with the number of machines. We also evaluate the effect of the driving on throughput. The right figure shows that both read and write throughput increase as the group size increase. Ursa has been deployed for over 2 years. We compare Ursa block storage service with other famous SSD-only block storage service, including Amazon EBS and Tencent Q Cloud. As shown in the left figure, Ursa hybrid has I/O latency comparable with state-of-the-art SSD-only service. And the red figure shows the latency PDF and CDF. Finally, we discuss our future work. And RDMA latency, RDMA brings new opportunities and challenges. RDMA network has extremely low latency. RDMA plus low latency storage is promising. RDMA copy is even faster than local memcopy, and RDMA NIC has a little bit of programmability. So currently, Ursa I/O latency is still an order of magnitude slower than SSD. So can Ursa achieve single SSD level I/O latency still with strong consistency, durability, availability, and scalability? That's our future direction of Ursa. So that's all. Thank you for listening. And please visit nicexlab.com for more interesting research projects. Yeah. Thank you.
So we have time for a few questions.
Song Jiang from UT Arlington. I mean, the question here is, you say if you use SSD as a cache, it's not going to have a high hit ratio just because you're going to have blocks or the data that not going to just be accessed once. But we know that cache, if you use a good cache replacement algorithm, it can say that this cache is, the data is not, does not have good locality, it's not going to be, right, stay there for a long time, right? So a cache still can efficiently used and have hit ratio, good hit ratio, right?
I think the problem is that many desktop and server applications have different I/O patterns. They have many reads only once. It means that cache cannot take effect because any algorithm cannot predict the read the read only once pattern. Yeah.
Okay.
Could you please comment on why the your system performs better in terms of performance and efficiency when I compare it with Ceph hybrid storage?
You mean Ceph and Sheepdog?
Just the Ceph, for example, which has a similar SSD and HSD.
You mean the CPU efficiency?
Both performance and efficiency.
Basically, Ceph is Ceph is not well implemented. And our analysis shows that Ceph has the I/O path is inefficient. So, basically, when Ceph is in the SSD only mode, it still has some very high overhead. I think it's part of because of the implementation problem.
Okay, so there are no issues with design of Ceph?
Yes, I guess.
Okay. Anyways, let's thank the speaker.